This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Brenna and Brian here again.
Hey, everybody.
Today we are going to talk about our very first couple interaction that we ever had.
Yeah, it's we're going to refer to them as Jack and Diane because, again, using their real names would be totally inappropriate. So Jack and Diane it is, and the only listenable John Cougar Mellencamp song. So that's what we're going with.
So we met Jack and Diane on Cassidy, which is a great site for meeting people in the lifestyle. We've been on it for, a few months now, right?
Yeah, at least 4-ish months.
Probably 3 months, 3 or 4 months. Anyway, they were the first couple to reach out to us. They were local.
Yep, they're in our hometown. They're local. They are also an age gap couple, much like us,
only more so. Which was exciting.
Yeah, they're actually 26 years apart, right? Jack is just turned 60. Diane is 34.
Yes. So that was really exciting, mostly because, like we've mentioned, I guess, before at this point, we don't have friends that are age gap couples. It doesn't really exist in our town.
Not so much.
In fact, they're like the second couple ever that we've met in our town that has a noticeable age gap.
Yeah, theirs is even more noticeable than ours. You know, we're 20 years apart. Brent is 28, I'm 48, and Jack being 60, Diane being 34, they look much more like an age gap couple, even more so than we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to talk about three strikes, because this couple definitely had three strikes with us.
Yeah, but like everything else that we have encountered in this lifestyle, or most everything else in this lifestyle, as we go on, we realize we know nothing about when it comes to judging people's character. And we're really good at it in real life. Like our normal life, we judge character very quickly. We can determine what people's behavior and patterns and stuff. But in this lifestyle, we have been very wrong many times. And in this particular case, fortunately so, because it was an awesome encounter and they are super people, as we will explain going forward. But yes, the three strike rule was definitely in effect.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't have been a rule. But
no,
it was. It happened.
No. It was a thing that
and
took
place. And
it
really pissed me off.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It was a real problem.
Yeah,
So strike one. Strike one?
Well, first of all, they were the first couple to reach out to us. So we've been communicating with them the longest of
for
any.
For forever, basically,
right.
At this point.
So strike one was, now first they reach out to us first. They
right.
made initial contact. So strike one was the pictures, right? Like their pictures were professional and staged.
Corny. They were super corny.
Super cheesy and felt forced.
They were pretty.
Yeah, they were very nicely done. But absolutely professional, watermarked the whole 9 yards. And we were kind of like, it's a little douchey. So it felt a little douchey. But we still wanted to meet them because of the age gap. And of course, they're local. They're in our small town of, 40 some odd thousand people. So it was really kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So we
talked to them
one.
Despite the crappy pictures. Not the great pictures.
Yeah, they're great pictures. They were just super staged.
Yeah, the stage photos.
Yeah, as we'll find out later, we understood why, but kind of. But it's still kind of douchey.
Right. And then strike two was the fact that we then started communicating with them on Kick because we didn't want to give them our number yet.
Right.
And we were chatting, and it was a little bit off-putting to both of us that 95% of the communication done in Kick was done with Jack. And Diane seemed to have little to no interaction, which at first made me even say, like, is there a Diane? Or is this just some creepy dude trying to hook couples?
Well, yes, and we should say that we have one Kick profile, like we have one Cassidy profile, and we have one profile for everything that we
share
do.
Everything.
We share it all. And you are the primary person on all of it. So if someone is corresponding with us through Kick, they are ultimately talking directly to you.
Right.
Although
and,
we do
and we
share
like it
the
that
information.
Way.
But yeah, that's the way we like it. That's the way it should be. I feel like I just feel better about that. I feel like you should be driving that bus. I don't think it should be any other way. And I just, I think the females of the couple should be running the show. I just think that's the way it should be. So this was a little odd. It was a little unusual, I think, for me, a little off-putting that he was directing the action from their perspective. And like we said, we thought maybe this was some guy living in his mother's basement you know, with Cheeto dust on his fingers.
Getting ready to chop us up into a million pieces.
Yeah, maybe. or it was just total bullshit, you know, so we weren't sure.
But I found him on Facebook.
Yep, you totally Facebook
stalker. I'm a Facebook stalker, right. Big time.
100%.
I found them, found out that there is, in fact, a Diane.
Yep, absolutely.
And all of her pictures on Facebook were also super staged. They were super professional professionally photos. Done,
yeah.
But absolutely. Either way, she existed.
Right, we knew that she was legit.
And then strike three came.
Yeah.
And this one really pissed me off.
Strike three was the fourth time we were supposed to get together.
I think it was the third.
And it's important to note that all of these interactions that we were going to have with them, every time that we were going to meet, it was really driven by them. They would reach out to us. They would kind of put a plan together. And each time it fell through. And each time it was kind of like, you know, their professional lives had gotten in the way or whatever. But this particular time was different. We had a place and a time, and we were meeting.
And my boobs were out.
Tits were out in force. We were super dolled up.
I actually did my hair.
Yeah, yeah. I shaved. It was a big deal. And, you know, we were out at one of our local haunts where, you know, in our downtown area. And
at the bar.
At the bar where we're known.
With a cocktail.
Yeah, we were cocktail in hand, and we were ready to meet this this couple that we've been waiting to meet for, like, you know, 3 months at that point, right? And what was it, 15 minutes before they were supposed to show?
Yeah. We get a text. Hey, guys, sorry. Totally got caught up at work. We know that this is an asshole thing to do, but we can't make it.
Yeah, it was super annoying. Now, and we should
it wasn't
also...
just annoying. I thought it was disrespectful.
Well, it was disrespectful. And you were done.
I was pissed.
You were done. You were over it. You were not communicating with them anymore. You were not reaching out to them anymore. You didn't even want to respond if they reached out to you anymore. And you were over it. You were super pissed. And oddly enough, I had the cooler head about it and thought, well, let's not get hung up on it.
We should also say in our real lives, not real lives, this is our real life, but you know what I'm saying, in our vanilla lives,
right.
I am the super laid back one.
For sure.
Much more so than you.
Yeah, I'm totally insane when it comes to stuff like that. I have zero patience for bullshit. You absolutely are the cooler head in our relationship.
But not in that situation.
Not in this particular case. And, of course, you know, it was self-serving. I wanted to meet these people. They were in our hometown. They have an age gap like ours. They seem to have an interesting vibe. And I just didn't want to totally blow it off. It took some coaxing to get you to turn that corner, but you were totally pissed and over it. Also, we should mention our prior podcast, Brad, was the subject of that podcast. And that's how we met him, because he corresponded with us that night, and we text him back and said, hey, our plans fell through. If you want to meet, we'll get together. And of course, you can listen to that podcast, Brad's podcast, and you can see where that went. But that was that night.
Yes.
So it really kind of worked out.
I mean, it did, but it was still shitty. It was like, come on, like totally the third shitty. Time.
Totally shitty. So, but what happens the next day?
I get a text, or a kick, I guess, from Diane.
Right.
And she was very apologetic and very genuine. And it was kind of obvious to me then. That was the first time I really realized, like, this is a really cool chick. Like, she,
right.
you know, laid it all out in terms of why they couldn't make it, made it obvious that this is their super crazy professional time, and, you know, that they weren't flakes, and they really did want to meet us and communicate with us. And so I decided to begrudgingly give it another chance.
Yeah, and I was happy to hear that you had come around, and really happy that she had reached out, because it was the right thing to do, obviously. And that was the first, like you said, the real first genuine
interaction. Yep.
With Diane, and that kind of lent some validity to the whole situation. So,
right. Well, because we were also starting to think at that point that, like, she was not nearly as interested in him as him in this situation.
For sure, it definitely seemed like he was directing all of it, and that she maybe wasn't 100% on board, and that, like, it was he that was making all the plans,
right.
And not really, you know, filling her in, and almost like he said, hey, by the way, we're meeting, you know, Brian and Brenna, and she said, oh, no, I don't want to do that tonight, kind of thing, and then it just ended it. But that's not actually what happened at all. We weren't even close to how this whole thing plays out.
Because we met them.
We did, finally.
Like a few nights later.
Literally, like three or four nights later, met them for the first time at one of our local places here in town that we both of us, myself and Brenna, and Jack and Diane really enjoy.
And they're way more attractive in person, I think.
100%, but not just more attractive in person, very charismatic, Diane is super nurturing and sweet.
Oh, she's so nice. She really is.
Jack is kind of like big personality, jovial kind of guy, great sense of humor, and very warm. Yeah. Like very much a warm person. So we came very close to fucking that up and not ever talking to them again. And as it turns out, they are, I think, still to date, our favorite people in the lifestyle that we've met so far.
Oh, for sure.
They are just super, super genuine people, and we really, really enjoyed. Now, we sat with them for like 3.5 hours that night.
Right.
You know,
but we didn't play with them.
No, we did not. It was really a very nice get-to-know-you kind of thing. yeah, and they were so open about their relationship and how they met and how, I mean, they gave us information that they certainly did not have to share with us at all, let alone the first time we met them. And they confided in us that very few people have that information. So they felt comfortable with us, obviously. We were certainly comfortable with them. And we not only had drinks, we had dinner with them, which we weren't planning on doing.
Yeah.
So that was a really, it was really very cool. So we were really fortunate that we continued
corresponding
with them, for sure.
Yes. Yeah. And then we all exchanged actual phone numbers after that and started kind of a little bit sexy texting. You and Diane seemed pretty platonic.
Yeah.
Even though I was kind of like egging it on a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little unusual. You know, I mean, we didn't know them obviously that well. We met them once, but we had corresponded with them over a period of time. But yeah, it was still comfortable texting with her. It was just like texting a friend kind of thing.
Yeah, but you weren't really like sexy texting. There's a couple times where I was like, oh, you should say something sexy, and you're like, no.
Nah, it just didn't feel right. But she would send me a picture of her having a glass of wine, and it was just very, very kind of, you know, normal kind of conversation. Yours and Jack's was a little bit more
explicit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I shouldn't say explicit. Maybe the right word is flirtatious.
For sure. Yours was definitely more flirtatious, and he was certainly more comfortable with that aspect with you. But at the same time, we should say, he and I were also corresponding, and you and Diane were also corresponding.
Right.
So it wasn't like we were independently communicating with each other. If I was texting with Diane, you were also texting with her.
Right.
And if you were texting with Jack, I was also texting with him. So there was a lot of that kind of going on. So it was very, very comfortable. And it's important to note also, they would turn out to be the first couple we played with. And they were very concerned about our level of comfort and all the way through, making sure that we didn't feel like they were being disrespectful in any way.
Yeah.
That was huge for us.
I think my favorite thing about the whole thing was the fact that day of, when we finally decided we were probably going to play that night with them, we made plans to go out for drinks.
Right.
And we'd all kind of, the four of us discussed like, hey, we're probably going to play tonight.
Right.
And she texted me beforehand and said, you know, woman to woman, I want to make sure that I stay 100% within my bounds. Like, I need to know... Right. What is going to totally piss you off? What is going to be super hot? Or what do you think is going to be hot? Like, she and I even went so far as to talk about, like, a signal that I could give her if I didn't want to totally, you know, make myself look like a fool during this whole interaction. So she's just, like, the coolest person.
Well, I didn't realize. I don't think we talked about that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What was the signal? Did you work it out?
I think I was going to cough loud.
Okay.
Which wasn't a very good signal, but...
No, not in retrospect. It really wouldn't have worked out too well. But that's cool. I didn't know that. That's very cool. Jack and I did not necessarily have that conversation, but we did have an open conversation about what his expectations were and what my expectations were as it pertained to each of our partners. He was very concerned that because it was the first time you would see me with another woman, what that was to look like. And he was very, very, very cordial about the whole thing. I asked him, of course, what their hard stops were. He asked what ours were. And as it turns out, we were all on the same page. It was, we play in the same room. We want that experience. We want that contact. And we want the whole sensory overload thing. And with protection.
Right.
Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, do's
don't
and don'ts.
Do that. Yeah.
So it was very, a very cool situation for, I think, for us right out of the gate.
So I think it's important to note that before we went to, this drink, whatever, before we met them for drinks, we got in a little tiff.
Yeah, we had an argument, which is not the norm. We don't argue a lot. It was over something stupid, and we were almost going to blow them off.
I actually don't think it was a tiff. It was a pretty big fight.
No, we were hot for a little while. Fortunately, it took place earlier in the day, and by the time it came to us to make a hard decision as to whether we were meeting or not, we determined that it would be good for us to get out of the house and get some air and not be mad at each other for a while. So that's what we did. And the interaction probably wasn't Not probably. It wasn't as gregarious as
the
first.
Or sexy. Honestly, I was expecting it because we'd already been talking all day about, like,
Yeah.
You're probably going to bang the other person's significant other. Yeah. I was expecting drinks to be kind of sexy. Like, maybe some flirting and definitely, like, some sexy eye contact.
Yeah, there was very little of that. Also, we were situated poorly. You and I were next to each other and sitting across from them.
Yeah,
we
but there was still no, like, flirtatious talk.
No, not really. Not much.
In fact, we've talked since then that if anyone else was watching us while we were sitting on that patio together, there would have been zero indication whatsoever that anything was going on besides four friends having drinks.
No way. No one ever would have known. There's not a chance. It was just too, it was just too platonic looking. Yeah. You know, I think at one point Diane maybe touched my arm.
She did. Trying
to get me to laugh or something.
No, she said, "Oh my gosh, I love your smile. You should smile more often."
Right.
And I kind of like nudged you like, "Hello, she's flirting with you." Right. And you were just like, "Yeah, my hand's been hurting," because you'd also cut yourself the day before.
Clearly, I was still in a little bit of pain. I had taken 8 stitches in my hand because I'm a moron. So that was.
But that was your response, not like, "Thanks, I like your smile too," or something.
No,
or like,
no, I missed it totally.
I was like, "Brian, what the heck?"
Yeah, swing and a miss right over my head. Anyway, we did end up enjoying our conversation with them. We had a couple of drinks. As it turned out, Jack maybe had one too many, and we'll get into that later. But anyway, we depart. We get a bill. I pay the bill, and we get up and walk out. And you and I walk down the street. We were living downtown at the time, right, you know, 2 blocks away from where we were. And Jack and Diane went and collected their car and then pulled in the parking lot behind our building. I waited for them downstairs to meet them, to get them up the elevator. You went upstairs and kind of got the place together. Also important to note, we were moving.
Yeah, we looked like
literally
we were
moving
homeless, almost
2 or 3 days later. Now, of course, we'd already told them that. So, like, the only things in the apartment at that point were the dining room table, a couple of chairs,
and the bed.
And the bed, which literally was sitting on the floor at that point, because it was on a platform anyway. So, just the platform, the bed, and the dining room table. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
And a suitcase, like, in the middle of the room. So, we totally looked like we'd either just moved in or we were into somebody else's vacant apartment. So, it was a little awkward. But we did manage to come upstairs. We had a conversation for
a long
what seemed
time.
Like a long time. But Jack and I
a
were having a conversation.
Years.
Yeah.
You guys talked about nothing for forever. We started talking about tattoos. And
but it was,
we're not going to relive it all here because that's how boring it was.
It was super boring. But it was very interesting to find out that Jack had a very unusual tattoo on his butt cheek. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Very interesting.
But still, I mean, Diane and I keep looking over at each other like, okay, when are we going to be sucking cock or something? Like, when is something going to happen?
When is somebody getting undressed? Jack took his shoes off. It got that it was that. That
it was
like,
that
it.
Sexy.
That's all that happened. Yeah, we were down to socks. And then finally, Diane said, enough of this, and took you by the hand, and into the bedroom you guys went.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and Jack and I still continued to talk in the dining room for a few minutes, not realizing that you two gals had gone inside and started undressing each other and kissing each other.
And making out, and she was kissing my neck, and you guys were missing a whole show.
So somebody said something, I think he and I looked at each other like, we should probably end up in there. So that's when we went in. He went into the restroom, got undressed.
You continue to stand there and talk.
Well, I was talking to him and watching you and, you know.
Yeah, but we're like making out. And I think she invited you over at first. And I'm not sure that you heard her. So finally I said, are you going to come over here or not? And then Jack came out of the bathroom and was like, who are you talking to? And we're like, both of you. That's the idea is we're all going to do this.
Yeah, so finally we all make it over to the bed. You had already had your pants unzipped, so clearly things were working out well with you and Diane.
Yeah.
So we were with each other's respective partners at that point. You and I were kissing, and I was undressing you, I think, taking your pants off. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
And at some point took your panties off, and then you had me get undressed, I think. And I don't even know what Jack and Diane were doing at that point. I know she had, like, no bottoms on. She had no pants on or something.
Yeah, she had no pants. Did you take... I know that you took her panties,
off
because you made a comment about them.
Yeah.
She and I both had super fun panties on. We were prepped.
She was totally prepared. Yeah, her panties were like this white, silky, lacy kind of thing. They were very pretty. They matched her personality really well. Yours, on the other hand, had completely no ass, which made all
our
sense.
Our panties matched our personalities. Yeah. Mine were red, black lace, assless.
Assless, totally your type of panties.
Naughty.
And as it turns out, they did match her personality. They were very much her. She was very, very nurturing and sweet and soft. And she, they matched her very well. So
yeah, what was that like? Like, just because I guess we should probably say this, I am definitely into the more rough, like when you and I are together, I would say 80% of the time it's pretty rough sex, and it's very, I prefer to be dominated and have you take control, and it's really not that soft, nurturing thing. So when I saw her like kissing on you and touching you really sensually and stuff, I kept wondering, like, I wonder what, how different this is for him.
Well, yeah, it's very different. I mean, obviously we talked about this on the previous podcast or touched on it. We'll talk about it more as we go ahead, but we dabble in the BDSM world, and more so as of late. And yes, our sex is more aggressive and more dominant and harder. So she was very different, and I was very uncomfortable with the idea of getting rough with her. There wasn't even something that was on the menu. Now, Jack and I did talk about it a little bit, and he, much like myself, told him that you would want him to take control. You wanted to be dominated. You know, he could be a little rougher with you, and you would kind of set the pace, but, you know, it wasn't, you weren't going to break.
I was going to be afraid of that, yeah.
Right. And he said to me a lot of the same, you know, it could go either way. She was open to either, but because she started, you know, at that level, being very soft and very passionate, and the way she was, like you said, she was touching me and kissing me. I mean, even the way she was sucking my cock, totally different from how you do it. So
how is it different?
Well, first of all, she was making complete eye contact with me, which was super awkward because I was trying to watch you suck Jack's cock, and you were right next to us. So I was trying not to be rude and not look at her, but still try to look over at you at the same time, because I was on my back, as was Jack, and you guys were essentially in the same position but next to each other.
Right.
So trying to watch you and her at the same time was fucking difficult. And so she was looking at me, and, you know, she was, you know, it was more of a stroking and licking kind of thing as opposed to you, you
deep
know,
throating.
Choking on my cock. And, you know, it was very different. So, while very pleasant, very different. And so I could see where, you know, what lane she was in, and I just followed suit. However, that was later on. We didn't get to that yet.
Yeah, you know. No, because we should talk about the fact that when we were still with our respective partners, it was kind of like everyone was waiting for me to green light the whole thing, which
right.
we'd kind of talked about before. Since this, you had seen me with another man, with few men at that point.
Yeah.
I had never seen you with another woman.
Right.
So everyone was kind of like, is Brenna going to freak out? Is this going to be more than she's bargained for?
Yeah, including me, because I was not sure where that was going. We had had those conversations. You were super pumped up about the idea and wanting to share that experience and have the same experience that I had watching you, and, you know, the excitement and the intensity of our passion afterwards, which is what this is all about for us. But you hadn't seen anything like that. And so I was also not sure what that looked like. I think we were all concerned about it, myself and Jack and Diane, because we didn't know.
So I finally green-lighted it.
Yeah.
By putting her hands on you. Like, I think I was kind of, went back to kissing her for a second, and her hands were on me, and I kind of, like, gently placed her hands on you.
Right.
As like a, hey, it's okay, you can totally go suck my man's cock now.
Right, right. So that kind of opened the door a little bit. And so you guys played a little bit more, and if I remember correctly, and again, there were portions of it that I just kind of missed because there was so much going on. It was so hard to keep kind of, you know, see it all and experience it all. At one point, both Jack and Diane were kind of licking and touching and kissing on you.
Yeah.
And she, Diane, was in front of me. She was bent over. She'd literally put her ass up in my face. I couldn't really see Jack anymore, but I know that he was off to the side, and you guys were either kissing or he was licking on your nipples or doing something. And so I was kissing her thighs and her ass from behind. Then I started licking her pussy from behind. And that's when things got a little heated at that point.
That's
because I think she was licking you at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where things, you know, took another turn entirely.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that was happening.
Yes. And so very quickly she shifted, I guess, and started to face me, and then you and Jack faced each other. And so then it was just she and I. I was going down on her at the same time Jack was going down on you, I think.
Yep.
And then I kind of just, I mean, I lost some of it because I couldn't see.
Yeah, while you guys were going down on us, she and I were still kind of touching each other and kissing each other a little bit. So that was super hot.
Right.
First time I've ever experienced anything like that. So that was fantastic. And yeah, and this is also important to note because we talked about it in the Brad episode, but You get me where I'm going very quickly when you're licking me. And right. That has not been my experience in the past. It has not been our experience with these single guys up until Brad. So with Jack, it took a little bit of getting me there. And I think part of that was just because there was so much going on. But he did eventually make me come.
Yeah, it was sensory overload. There was a lot going on. Excuse me. And so, yeah, I was trying to be diligent and attentive to the lady that I was with, and at the same time enjoy the interaction that you were having with Jack. Mm-hmm. So that was it was really a little bit different. It wasn't something we had experienced at that point. So yeah, I mean, it was super hot, and I knew that you came because I could hear it. I knew what you said. I know the sound, so I knew instantly. He didn't know, apparently, as we found out later, but I absolutely knew it. And I don't know even whether or not she did at that point. I wasn't sure. I don't know. She said something to you, but I don't know.
You were making her moan like crazy, and then she finally kind of leaned over to me, and she was like, oh my gosh, he has some skills.
Yeah, it was very hot, is what it was.
It was so hot.
And then that's when we kind of all kind of changed positions. I ended up on my back. She was obviously sucking my cock at that point, and then there was a little bit of giggling going on between you and Jack, and then you ended up, he ended up on his back next to me. And that's when I was trying to concentrate on her while watching you suck his cock. And it was super hot and super difficult. I could not focus. Although she was, very, she was attentive for sure and very much, happy with what she was doing. And we were enjoying each other. I was trying to watch you, and it was super complicated to watch both of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just super hot. Watching you and listening to you and listening to him. He was clearly enjoying what was going on. I mean, he made many comments, multiple comments about it. And at one point, actually stopped you, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times. Because he was going to come. He was ready. He was done.
Yeah.
And so he was, I don't think he was prepared for that.
Yeah. I got some skills, too. You're not the only one.
No. And normally, I tell everybody that. Like, I've told the guys, like, listen, if you're going to go down this road, you need to be prepared. Because it's not going to last long. I never told him. I don't think I told him that. And so he was not prepared. But he did stop you, which was good to begin with. So that worked out really well.
Okay, and then we got to a point where he was fingering me, because he'd stopped me a couple times, so then he laid me back on my back, and he was fingering me, and I think she was still sucking her cock, but then somehow you guys ended up in this hot 69 position.
Yeah, you were at one point next to me now, had switched positions with Jack. She was still sucking my cock, she was licking my balls, it was very hot. You were next to me. And then, yes, she somehow ends up, we end up in the 69 position, she is on top of me, and then I can't see you at all now. Because she's sitting on my face. I cannot see you.
Yeah.
Although I can hear you, I can't see you. And I don't know now what you're thinking. Because I could see your face before, and you were totally into it. I could tell that. Now I can't see you at all. So now I'm flying blind. I'm like, oh, shit. I can't tell where she's at. Is this okay? I don't even know where to go from here.
Am I
going to
get punched in the face at any second?
Yeah, and I don't want to not reciprocate, because my cock is in her mouth, and I'm like, do I do this? Do I not do this? Because I couldn't see you. But you were touching me.
Yeah.
Someone was touching me. I realized it was you.
Well, yeah, it wasn't Jack.
No, but I there was a lot of shit going on. But then I realized it was you, and I thought, okay, she's okay with this.
Yeah, that was my way of letting you know, like, hey, totally fine that you're in 69 position with another
woman. Yeah, that my tongue is inside this woman. So it worked out really well.
Okay, so then what happens? Because I lose a little bit here. At one point, you stopped the 69 position, and you were, like, sitting up, and she was, like, straddling you.
Yes.
And making out with you.
Yes.
And Jack was still fingering me.
Right.
And that was also really hot, because she was, like, kind of, like, caressing you and making out with you and, like, kissing on your ear at one point, I think.
Yeah, it was very hot. It was very sensual. She was super soft and really softly kissing my neck and my chest and stuff like that. And she was straddling me, like you said. So I was able now, I was sitting upright. I could see everything. So I was watching you guys. So of course he is, you know, he's playing with your clit and kind of squeezing your nipples and all that kind of stuff. And you guys are giggling and you're giggling. And so, I mean, I could tell you were enjoying yourself. And then at one point you actually thought it was me pinching your nipples.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, no, it was, I thought it was him pinching my nipples because right. I felt this really like intense pinch,
right.
which I was surprised by because I like that. Like I, you know this, I love my nipples, you know, touched and tugged and bitten yeah. and all of that stuff.
Right.
But it was like, oh, this is like, seeing this is the first time I've ever played with Jack, I was surprised that he was like really pinching hard on me. And I was like, oh,
right.
that, okay. And then I looked down and it was your hand.
Yeah. So I just, you know, but at that point though, he realized that that was okay.
So he did it too.
So he did it. So it worked out really well. So it was kind of like a little bit of a blueprint. It was only fair because I was like, his wife was straddling me and I was biting her and licking her nipples. So it was only fair. And so then at some point, this is when things got, I got a little concerned because she was ready for me to fuck her. She was whispering it in my ear.
Wait, wait, what'd she say? Because I want to hear this.
She said something like, are you ready for me? Or something like that. And I thought, oh shit. So this is going to go.
Wait, you thought, oh shit?
Yeah. Because this is going to go one of two ways. Because I'm either going to be, I'm going to be really pleased with your expression when you see me fucking this woman who's attractive. She's sexy. And or you're going to just throat punch me. So it was going to go one way or the other. And I think everyone was a little cautious. Like, I don't know. Like, because Jack, at that point, you were still on your back.
Yeah.
And he was kind of sitting up watching and like, playing with you. And I think even he, like, had a moment of concern.
Yeah.
So, of course, she rolls over. I put on the condom. And then once I was inside of her and she started moaning, I thought, oh man, this is going one way or the other. What direction is this going? And so then you and she, I think, were kissing or something while this was happening.
Yeah.
And then because we had a platform bed, she was sliding off the bed. Her head was going off the bed. You put a pillow behind her head. And that's when I knew things were okay. Like, you're making her comfortable. I thought, okay, I can totally go with it while I'm fucking her. This is going to, I thought right away, that's the green light. All bets are off now. We're good.
Yeah. That was a much less awkward way than, you know, like, hey, honey, totally fine that your ball's deep in Diane right now.
Right.
So that was my way of saying that.
Right. It was, yeah, it painted a picture for sure. Propping up her head on a pillow was like, I was very relaxed at that point. I thought, okay, this is okay now.
Yeah, and then you started fucking her kind of hard.
Yeah, it was super hot. You were right there. You were looking at me. You were on your back facing me, looking at me.
Yeah.
And I almost felt bad because I wasn't really looking at her. I was looking at you, and I no longer could see Jack. So I didn't really know what was going on behind me.
So you started fucking her first, but then pretty quickly afterwards, I told Jack that he should put on a condom.
Right.
And he gave it his best effort. But he'd had a little too much alcohol.
For sure. Yeah.
And he told me that it also had to do with the fact that he stopped himself a few times,
yeah,
like leading
times.
Up to that.
Yeah.
But either way, he was not nearly as hard as what he needed to be in order to fuck me. So we tried for a little bit and I kind of sucked him off again a little bit. And then I think at one point, even like you and Diane stopped and she was helping him a little bit.
For sure. She realized that. She was concerned about you, I think, your you know, level of satisfaction in this whole thing. And so we stopped, and she kind of started playing with him, and then you and I start playing. And that's
No, hold on. So we're all kind of like, you're touching me, and she's touching me, and he's touching me, which was fantastic.
Yeah,
was like,
super hot. Yeah.
But anyway, and then at one point, Jack was fingering me again, and you said, can I borrow that? Like, referring to my pussy.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, sure, it's yours.
Right.
And then you flipped me onto my stomach and started fucking me from behind, which is my fave ever.
Right.
And fucked me pretty hard and kind of more of our style of sex versus soft and sensual.
Well, and with that, I wasn't sure just where to go with that because I didn't know what we should let them see. I wasn't sure how they would feel about it. So I wasn't like pulling your hair and choking you and, you know,
slapping my ass. You did slap my ass a couple times.
I did, but not like I normally would, obviously. And while there was some dirty talk, it wasn't like it normally would be. So I think it was an abridged version of how we normally have sex. But I couldn't see them. Obviously, you didn't really see them. But It was super hot, and as it turns out, when we turned around, they were pretty much both just watching us.
Staring at us.
Right.
And then she had this giant shit-eating grin on her face, and right. she was like, oh, you guys are so good together.
Right, right. And it was, like, the hottest thing. So
it was really good.
Yeah, and that's I guess, pretty much how that whole session kind of ended. We ended up with each other.
Yeah.
Which is probably how it should be.
I think there was a little more touching, and she and I kissed a couple more times, but that was pretty well the end.
Yeah, she kissed me a few times. We were just a little bit of a flirtation, and we had a little bit of light conversation for probably 15 or 20 minutes or whatever. We just kind of all relaxed.
It was like pillow talk, like all four of us in the bed, which was super fun.
Yeah, and of course, the first thing that they really, I guess maybe Jack had asked was like, you know, how were you in this whole thing? Which was kind of interesting. I thought that was really nice.
Well, he asked if I came first.
Yeah, he didn't know, and you came twice.
Which I was kind of surprised by, because I feel like it's kind of obvious when I come. Like, my body shakes.
Yeah, but let's not forget. Yeah, yes, but he also never penetrated you.
Oh, that's true. Because so, I clench.
Yeah,
I
mean, when
I clench, right?
100%. Yeah, so there's no question. There's no denying it. So, and I also know the sound. I mean, I know how you sound.
Right.
So he wasn't sure. I think he made you come twice, right?
Yeah.
So, he was super excited about that. And of course, you know, he apologized for not being able to perform, but, you know, no shame. He made you come twice, you know, so no harm, no foul. And it was great. They were an amazing couple. There was an amazing interaction and connection for us playing with a couple for the first time. I think it couldn't have been any better.
Yeah. They're friends now.
They're friends. And so we'll see them again. We'll have dinner with them again or drinks with them again. And, you know, more than likely we'll have sex with them again. So they were really, really a cool couple. They were great people. So as it turns out, like we said, we know nothing. We cannot judge people in this lifestyle very well. We get in our own heads and think too much and analyze too much, and we just need to shut the fuck up and just meet folks.
Shut the fuck up and fuck me already.
Right. We just need to just meet people, and that's just it.
Yeah.
And we kind of leave it to fate when we meet them.
Well, so we're going to talk about fate next time, because what's slated for next time, we told you guys that we will talk about the good and the bad, the sexy and the not so sexy.
Yeah.
This was good and sexy.
It was great.
Our next interaction that we're going to talk about. I guess I shouldn't call it an interaction. Our next experience that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, it was our first adventure into the swinger party / club life. We're members of a particular club, and it would be the first party that we attended. And it is funny, for sure. There is some sexy parts of it, but it's more funny. And it's, you know, it's the part of the lifestyle that you kind of have to deal with. It's the unknown. You know? So while Brad and Jack and Diane were amazing experiences, this would be a different kind of experience.
Yeah.
For sure.
Excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that one. Thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.